Hey everyone, welcome back to the Rockcast. Today we have Chuck Brenton on, and he's a Rockslide member. And today we're going to talk about boots, boot stiffnesses, mostly boot stiffnesses, and maybe some options as well. Thanks for coming on, Chuck.
Yeah, not a problem. Glad to be here.
Yeah. So first, I just kind of wanted you to give the listeners just a little bit of your backpacking background, because I know you do it quite a lot.
Yeah. So I came out to Colorado in about 2007 from Iowa and got into backpacking pretty hardcore since then, putting, you know, a few hundred miles in each year throughout, you know, the entire year. Actually, I do a lot of backcountry skiing and snowboarding, and we'll summit some peaks and stuff in the spring when the snow's nice and firm. But yeah, you know, I actually didn't start hunting till 2016 and have been pretty successful at that just from my backpacking knowledge and honestly just knowing areas pretty well. And, you know, like, yeah, I just really enjoy it. So it's been a lot of fun for me.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah. So how this kind of the idea came, you kind of brought the idea up to me about there's a lot of, I guess, almost like miscommunication or misinterpretation maybe on boots and boot stiffnesses. And, you know, people will recommend you get a stiff boot, and then guys are out there in, you know, fairly mild terrain with like a full shank scarpa and getting bad blisters, and it's just really not what those are made for. So we kind of thought it'd be a good time for you to come on and just kind of talk about different stiffnesses of boots and mostly what those stiffnesses are for, because they do have a use.
Yeah, exactly. There has been recommendations for probably just the extreme sides of the spectrum out there. You either have guys maybe using a full shank mountaineering boot or a really minimalist shoe. But I think that probably in the middle of the road, you're going to be a little better off. And with that full shank mountaineering boot, we're talking really harsh terrain, probably more of a winter boot. I mean, if you're up in the mountains and going to be like a late season hunt or something, and you're dealing with a bunch of crunchy snow and steep terrain, that's really the only time I would recommend that. As far as an archery hunt goes here in the lower 48, it just seems like it's overkill. And because they're so stiff, it's going to give most of the control to the ball of your feet, which is what they're supposed to do when you're wearing crampons and stuff, so you can really dig into ice and kick in steps and snow and whatnot. But as far as like use during archery season, walking down a trail, they're just absolutely going to suck. It's way, way too much. I think there's no flex. You know, they are going to be good for carrying heavy weight, but why would you wear this really stiff boot when you might not even pack out? And even if you do, like, what, it's going to be for the 10% you're in the mountains? I just think that it's way, way too much a lot of the time.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes sense to me. I wore the Scarpa Charmeau for a long time, or not a long time, not really a long time at all, like a season maybe, and only really like September when I was archery hunting, and then during the summer in some rough terrain. But like those would be a full shank, wouldn't they?
Yes, those are a full shank, what I would consider a full shank. I'm not sure, like every boot manufacturer nowadays kind of uses a different method and materials. Like with a full real shank, it used to be steel, and now I know they use like carbon and nylon and fiberglass even. But what I consider a full shank is a boot that you try to flex in your hand and you're not gonna be able to move it more than about a quarter inch. Like that is a really stiff boot, not being able to flex it in your hand more than a quarter inch in my mind. And yeah, I've put a pair of the Charmeaus on, I actually have a pair of the Trango Towers and by La Sportiva and a pair of the Loa Mountain Experts as well, which I really like in winter terrain and steep winter terrain. I feel like it's a great option. But as far as like in the warm months and walking up hills, they just, you kind of have to switch back up hills to avoid getting blisters on your heel or take lots of breaks because of foot fatigue with something that stiff. It's all really relative, I guess, to what people want, but.
Yeah, it makes sense. What about, like, what is the difference, I guess, the shank that's in a boot, I guess, could you kind of, you know, break that down a little bit? Like, the difference between a full shank and a three-quarter shank, and I don't know if they have, do they have halves?
I don't know if they do have halves. I know that, like, right now we have this area of boots that used to not exist. Like, we used to we have, like, hiking and kind of hunting boots, which are, can range to, like, a mid-stiff boot. Then we have a full shank stiff boot, and now there's this gray area of, like, a lot of these mountaineering companies are coming out with this, what I would call a three-quarter shank boot, and something like that is more of like a three-season alpine boot. The Trango Cube, La Sportiva's Trango Cube, was one of the first to come out with a boot like that, which is like really lightweight, three-season boot, pretty stiff for most guys, I would consider that, but it definitely has more flex than a, the Charmaz that you had. Like, that boot's really, really stiff. Right now I have the Slewa Raven 3s actually that I'm testing out this year. And I really, really like those. It's my first pair of Slewas I've actually had.
Sweet. Yeah. So when I had the Charmaz, that the Trango Cube is what I went to after that, and those like are still my favorite. I think those the Trangos are still my favorite for sure. I'll have those boots forever, and just because they're, I don't know, they just fit, you know, they just fit my feet really well, and I just like that balance of stiffness, but they're still not so stiff that when you're going down the trail they're gonna, you know, sound like Frankenstein as much. And then, yeah.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Like, I've tried walking in my really stiff boots going on backpacking trips, like, just testing them out. And it's like, you're going to get 5 to 7 miles back. And by the time you get up to the terrain they're designed for, your feet are fatigued. It's like, you're going to have to get out, take a break. And it's just like, you have some hot spots here and there. It's just not ideal. And most climbing guys are going to use an approach shoe or like a lighter weight hiking boot, even like the Trango or something lighter, maybe to get up to the terrain where they actually use that full shank boot. So it doesn't make sense for hunting in my mind, since you could be hunting anywhere from like a mile away from your truck up to like 7 to 10 miles, depending where you find the game. It's just, I think you need to be versatile in the boot you choose and the terrain you want, instead of just being so single-minded on, you just heard that a really stiff boot is great for rugged terrain. Yeah, it is, but I think it's designed for a specific use, and you should use that boot for that use.
Yeah, totally makes sense. So like for let's say in Colorado, a high country mule deer hunt where you're probably going to be above alpine, what kind of a boot would you recommend there?
Just a mid, what I would call a three-quarter shank boot. Even a boot like, those Crispy Colorados are fairly stiff. They're not like as stiff as the Trango Cube, I would say. But I think they're stiff enough to support most hunters. And yeah, I mean, if you're going to be dealing with rocky terrain, it depends on the area. You know, if you're 12 to 14,000 feet, you're definitely going to want something a little more substantial under your foot. And you're going to be doing a lot of side hilling and just dealing with steep steep terrain. There's also, I know a few other companies have come out with some boots this past year that I actually tried out, and they didn't fit my feet the best, but I know Loa just came out with this Alpine SL boot and Kaden boot. Those are new for this year, as well as Mammut came out with the Task Light, and then you have Salewa Pros, which are good stiff boots. I have the Raven 3s, which are a 6-inch high boot that I really like, because if I need to cross a stream or something and plant my foot in the middle of a rock that's underwater, or like a little sandbar or something, I can get away with it and not just soak my feet.
Okay. That totally makes sense.
What do you,
go ahead.
I was going to say, what do you recommend? What are you running?
So those Trango Cubes for the high country, I kind of switch over. I really like switching over to those, but like I started using the Colorados from Crispy this year, and that boot's really, if you kind of, and that's kind of what your feet get along with too. I like a little bit stiffer boot. So if you like a little bit stiffer boot, I think that thing is really hard to beat for almost kind of an all around boot. Like I still use it here in Nebraska where it's really, I mean, we're in the Sandhills too. It's really sandy and, you know, not, the terrain isn't super rocky or rough, but I can still get away with those Colorados. They're a little stiff. You know, they're a little stiffer than they need to be for here for sure, but it's something that I can get away with here, and then I can take it to the high country and it still performs. So I've been super happy with those, and then I wore the Brixtal last year for the mountains. They're a little bit more stiff than the Colorados, even though they say that they're both a 4-flex. They're a little bit stiffer, and I don't think I would get away with them quite as well here as the Colorado, but yeah, so that's kind of what I'm going to use is this year is that Colorado quite a bit.
Yeah, those looked like they were built really well. The stitching around the rand on them, I was like, they really are built well, I thought, for durability. They weren't as stiff as I thought they were going to be, but they kind of ride the line, I think, between the traditional hunting boot and this 3/4 shank mountaineering style boot.
Yeah, and that's one thing that, yeah, there's a lot of people that after I put that review out, they bought them and then they're like, well, they're okay, but they're not a stiff boot at all. But I still really think that they're kind of, like you said, they're in that gray area where it's not like a really stiff Scarpa boot, but it's definitely more stiff than like the traditional hunting boot. And so I still kind of lean towards they are a stiffer boot for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I think for like most guys coming from the Midwest or the East, like that's really going to be a good transition boot that can handle a lot of terrain. But if you're strictly hunting alpine environments, you may want to go with just a little bit more stiffer.
Yeah, gotcha. So this is a kind of coming from the other side of it, going like from a really soft flexible boot to like a more stiff boot. You know, you coming from Iowa, I'm sure, you know, you don't really need a stiff boot out there for sure for like the guys in tree stands. So for those kind of guys that are coming out west, why would you want to have a little bit stiffer, that stiffer boot, whether that's just, I mean, you know, the traditional kind of hunting boot, but a little like a step above, I guess, the extra, yeah, I guess, you know what I'm trying to say?
Right. Yeah. Well, they offer protection against the sole of your foot more when you're side hilling, and they handle the rocks a lot better if there's a section of rocks you need to get through. I also think they're better for climbing really steep slopes. There's just more support on your whole foot when you're going up and down. When your foot's flexing on a really soft boot for just hours on end, I mean, it can be a little bit troublesome, especially if you got 50 pounds or, man, if you're packing out some meat, it's going to be a problem. I mean, you want to be able to come in and maybe pack out another load. I know like all my hunting I do is solo, just because I don't know a lot of people out here who hunt, but the pack outs I've done each year, I've definitely appreciated a much stiffer boot.
I think with a stiffer boot too, you know, you're using like, with a softer boot, you're going to use more of your calf muscles versus like that stiffer boot gives you a little bit better platform when you're on steep hills that you're going to use more of like your quad.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. You might cramp up more with a real soft boot like that. It's definitely a possibility.
Yeah, it's just probably going to kind of depend on the person and what your feet like. Like, I know Ryan Avery likes a tennis shoe, basically, on his foot, no matter what terrain he's in. Just stiff boots or even a traditional hunting boot, he just has a terrible time with hot spots. So a little bit of it is just going to be, like, personal preference and what your feet like, but I think kind of as a rule of thumb, a little bit more boot that gives you more support, and which is typically going to be a little bit stiffer, is going to be better for like the mountain type terrain that most of us are in.
I agree. So he still wears a boot though, right? With ankle support. He's not wearing like a trail running shoe or anything like that.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Just still a boot. I don't know. I saw a picture of them the other day, and they almost remind me of like a Merrell, you know, like those Merrell hikers.
Oh yeah, totally. Like the Keens and the Merrells are real popular out in Colorado, at least for like hikers and backpackers and stuff. The real lightweight guys. I know I've heard hunters like suggesting trail runners as well, or minimalist shoes to guys. And I look at that too, and I'm like, oh man, like God forbid you have to like walk through some deadfall and kick branches out of the way, or go down like a scree field that's like got falling and sliding with you. And it's just like, or it snows like a few inches. It's just, I don't understand why you would never use like a boot, even just, you like the soft style of a shoe, I would still recommend go with a boot with at least some ankle protection.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, there's a few people that'll just wear like the Salomon, whatever those things are called. Just the little trail runners. They have like, they're really really grippy sole on them, but they're just trail runners, like just ankle high, not even ankle high really. And yeah, they'll put gaiters on with those, but it doesn't seem good. And I know one guy who used to do that, and I think they got snowed on, and he talked about like he's never going to do that again and got a better pair of boots.
Right. Yeah. I know they're real popular with like the through hikers, guys doing like 50 to 1,000 miles. They really like those trail runners just because I think they're so cushy from, you know, running requires a different kind of shoe because of the impact you're taking as you're running. Both feet are coming off of the ground and as you land, you know, so they feel really comfortable underfoot, but in the end, you know, you're not going to have as much support as a stiffer boot when you need to like grip on a few inches of rock going around something and just relying on the stiffness for the rest of your foot.
Yeah. Well, man, I think we covered that well. That's kind of what I wanted to cover. Is that kind of what you wanted to say?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that pretty much covers it. Just, you know, to use a kind of a mid-grade boot to a 3/4 shank, I think would be pretty good for most guys in general looking for a boot for the West and mountain hunting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I'd agree with that. But as always, like if there's a boot that somebody's looking at and they, you know, are kind of on the edge, or we haven't done a review on it yet or whatever, like the forums are a super good place to just go ask, like just go ask questions and about anything. And somebody on there has probably used it. If not, a bunch of people have used it and can kind of give you some input.
Yeah, for sure. I think it is definitely useful, the forums. I've been thinking about lately actually creating a maybe a spreadsheet of boot stiffnesses from different companies, it might be cool to like pass that around to people. And maybe we could have input from some people on it. I mean, I've tried quite a few boots and I know each boot fits different, so it might be useful. Kind of an idea I've been tossing around, but.
Yeah, that would definitely be, I think that would be useful. A lot of people get a kick out of that. And we can link it in like the show description notes or whatever. If, you know, if you get to it or if we get to it or just kind of however that would work. But yeah, that would be really nice. Cause like there's so many options. That's the worst part now is everybody's kind of just coming out with so many options.
Oh, I know. It's like, and then Crispy has their rating scale, which is, you know, their 4 is supposed to be like pretty stiff, but I don't think it's as stiff as most guys expect. A 4 is supposed to be.
Yeah,
maybe.
It's not.
So it's like, I don't know, maybe what you create like a scale from 1 to 10 or 0 to 100. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I do think there needs to be a better scale system out there for a wide variety of boots, and just every company is a little different. It's hard to tell, you know, until you actually got them on or can get them in your hands.
Yeah, it is tough to tell. And then, of course, the best test is to put them on and go out and use them. But then you go out and use them and you probably can't send them back. So then you're in, you know, 3 or 4 pairs of boots with 3 pairs that you're not going to use.
Right. Well, that is a interesting thing. Like I like to order a bunch on a credit card myself. And this year I ordered probably 5 pairs in, and I actually did go out and test them on a 3-mile hike, like really steep terrain, off trail. And I was able to clean them up pretty good and return them without any problems. Nobody said anything to me, but I made sure that I wasn't going to be like running them through cactus. And so I think you can kind of go out and test them out. I mean, maybe the boot manufacturer isn't going to really appreciate it, but if you're taking care of them and watching where you're stepping, I think you can get away with it.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, that's actually a good point. Yeah, man. Well, that was, thanks for taking the time to hop on. I know you're busy, I'm sure. And, yeah, do you have any hunts planned for this fall?
I do. Yeah. So I have a elk and mule deer coming up here in September, same unit. It's a limited draw unit here in Colorado. And I'm pretty stoked for this. Hopefully I can pull off a double with archery tackle this year. So,
yeah, cool, Chuck. Well, yeah, thanks again for hopping on. And if anybody wants to get a hold of you, I think they can find you on the Rockslide forums. Your handle is Topo, right?
Yeah, Topo Trekker on there. And I'm
okay.
I participate a lot in the gear forums. That's just where I'm most knowledgeable in some of the archery stuff. I kind of live up in the mountains a little bit, so I have to do a lot of my own tuning and stuff versus having to run to the shop a bunch. But yeah, I'm mainly a gear guy, so I'll be over there.
Awesome. Yeah, so if you want to get a hold of him, that's where to find him. And yeah, just good luck this fall, Chuck. You'll have to send me kind of picture updates if you can during the season.
Yeah, I will. I might participate in that live hunt this year, so.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, perfect. That's kind of been a hit lately.
Yeah, I've been looking at it the last couple of years, and I know I get service in a couple areas up on some peaks, but I may make the trek up there this year to get some stuff out, so we'll see.
Sweet. That'll be awesome. Looking forward to it. So, yeah, thanks again, Chuck. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.